Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also CEO, founder of Mage LLC. Similar to Radio Entrepreneurs, always working with entrepreneurs to try to help them succeed in this ever-changing economy. And that's what we're doing with all of our posts and what we're trying to do with the show today and every day. Our next guest, returning guest, maybe wearing a little bit of a different hat today, is Dr. David Schein. From Upcycle. We're going to talk about art, but also for those who don't know, if they think I know a David Schein, it's also David Schein, primary care physician, Wellesley Internal Medicine. Welcome back, David.
Jeff, thanks so much. It's great to be back here. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You know, one of the things I find very interesting is when I went to your office, all the clocks, bicycle clocks and different clocks. And you're going to talk about in this economy, this other business that you have, you're at, I think you're at JP Licks, correct?
I am. JP Licks in Harvard Square.
Wow. Okay. I'm sure my daughter's been there. Why don't you tell us about what you're doing in your show in case anybody's interested?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Well, thanks again for the opportunity. So I created an art brand and I call it Upcycle. And Upcycle is really about two things primarily. So one is creating art that's both visually appealing and a lot of it is functional. It represents clocks and tables. Some of it is just art for the sake of art, but most of it is made out of sort of recycled, or I like to say upcycled parts from old bicycles, discarded bike parts, and discarded automobile parts. And the subtext in this is when you take stuff and upcycle it, it's really making people think about how we can impact the environment by recycling, by reusing stuff, composting, donating, rather than throwing everything away. As you know, we sort of live in a throwaway society. And at the same time, really thinking about everything we can do for the environment. And while each of us can have a limited impact, I think if everyone does a little bit more, the net impact in terms of global warming, trash, et cetera, actually can be significant. So I really want my art to help people think about what are you doing today that you could recycle instead of throw out, that you could donate instead of throw out, et cetera. And with that,
Can you give us a little view of some of the stuff you have in there?
And that is the plan. So this is great. So as you know, with any venture, you know, you want to be able to get publicity to show your products, to get your message out. And JP Licks, the ice cream chain here in Massachusetts, has a visiting artist program or an artist in residence. And I'm lucky enough to be chosen as the visiting artist here in the Harvard Square store. And my work will be up right now, at least through December of 2020. So I'm going to switch to the front side camera here, and let's see what we have on the wall here at the ice cream store. So I want to start by showing you two of my pendulum clocks here. I call this one In Motion.
Right.
And let's come over here. And I call this one Lullaby. It's sort of almost the shape of the moon as well as the rocking motion of the pendulum. And, you know, the nice thing about the pendulum clocks, both of these are suspended from chains from old bicycles, is how, you know, it really captures that motion that you see when you're, you know, when you think about a bicycle and how that conveys motion. I want to come over here. Yeah.
No, keep talking. Sorry.
That's all right. So I want to come over here and highlight this clock. So this clock is one of the more basic designs. But what we're able to do here is I love capturing the writing. So here, as you can see, way at the top, the full speed ahead and the contrast between the black and the silver. All of my clocks that I mount on frames, they're all reclaimed lumber. And this, even though it looks very silvery, is actually a highly painted reclaimed lumber. And I lost count, but I probably painted it 5 or 6 times to get that really, you know, sort of high silver sheen. But a lot of the clocks, I do maintain that, you know, sort of wooden appearance, and they're very imperfect because they've all been reclaimed. So this is my full speed ahead clock. This is one of my favorites here in the collection. I call this one Tenedor. I also have, so I've actually been fortunate enough to have a display right now at the Charles River Museum of Industry and Innovation in Waltham. And unfortunately, the museum is closed right now due to the coronavirus pandemic. But I did create a series of YouTube videos highlighting the work there. And the link should be at the bottom that we're sharing with the video. And so my first Tenedor, which I actually call El Tenedor, meaning the fork, in Spanish is at the museum. This is, I used to call this Tenedor 2, but then just simplified it to Tenedor. And I'll show you in a minute some of the detail of with pictures from the shop of how I made it. But I really like the way I sort of captured that, you know, Pinarello brand, and just used multiple components, including the large gear, the small gear. There's actually, as you can see, the tip of the hands are actually pieces of chain. And of course, it's just a beautiful fork that, unfortunately for the owner, had been damaged in probably a crash of some sort. All of these parts came from the junkyard, or basically from the junk pile at certain bicycle stores. I created this clock here. This is actually intended to be a desk-mounted clock. As you can see, there's a frame, there's a sort of a stand on the bottom. But for the J.P. Lix exhibit, I was able to mount it also on a frame. And let me get up close. And in lieu of using ordinary hands, I've used the bicycle gear. So here you see a gear in the background for the hour hand. And the front for the minute hand is actually a spacer from a rear gear set.
And it looks like an old-fashioned desk fan.
A little bit. You know, it sort of has some very, very industrial appeal. It's, I'd say, a little more challenging for sure to tell time on it. But, you know, listen, this is art. We're not sending the SpaceX shuttle with these clocks. The last I want to show is, so I also have a series, and they're not clocks, they're just sculptures, and I call these series Tower. And I've actually taken all the cogs in a single rear gear and stack them together, and I'll get up close. And you know, one nice thing is sort of how here, especially in the ice cream store, the light really creates a nice shadow. And every piece with a different orientation just sort of captures the light ever slightly differently to create the overall visual appearance of this piece. And so that's what we've got here on the wall at the J.P. Lix ice cream store in Harvard Square. And I want to give a shout out to Mary out there in the back, who's getting the store ready for doling out ice cream today. And by the way, really good cold brew coffee.
So two things. If somebody has an old bike and they're interested in a clock, they just have to contact you, correct?
Yes. So the link should be below, but it's upcycle.space. And or you could just email me. It's david@upcycle.space. And yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, anyone who wants to get work with me and some bike parts, I mean, maybe you've done something special. A few years ago, I did the PMC, and you know, you do a ride like that, and you know, you need your bike upgraded, and you need a new gear set or something, and you replace the chain. We absolutely can sort of commemorate that by turning the components that get replaced into whether it's a clock or a sculpture or maybe even something innovative that I haven't yet thought of that we could think of together.
I think that's not a bad idea for those who have done the PMC, have old bikes to sort of create their own sort of memento and memory from
that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you don't really think about bike parts as needing to be replaced, but you know, you do need to replace the cogs and you need to replace the chain periodically, or maybe even got a, you know, a really old, like a Peugeot or Raleigh bike that, you know, sort of sitting in your garage for a bit and you upgraded the components, but yeah, you know, with your dad's bike or something, it would absolutely, we could work on creating something fun from the components. So let me know. Yeah, that would be exciting and fun to do. But I also just wanted to show, yeah.
Well, I just say what you were going to say before I do my question. You wanted to show us one more thing?
Yeah, so I brought a little bit, a few other things with me, and so just to show the range of what we can do. So this is half of a racing handlebar to which I've attached gears and turned it into a clock. And I really like to try to keep the components in their place as much as I can. And so I've kept the brake on and just reconfigured it slightly. So the brake serves as the balance for sort of mounting this on desk.
Wow. Again, before we go, can you tell our listeners how they can find you during this exhibition, which is gonna go on through mid-December, I think?
Right, so what I would say is the best way, come on down and get some ice cream. This is J.P. Lix at Harvard Square on Massachusetts Avenue. You know, you can also find it online. So if you go to the J.P. Lix website, if you scroll down, you'll actually see the visiting artists. And it looks like each location does have a visiting artist. And I'm up there under the Harvard Square location. And you can read a little bit about the exhibit. And, you know, if you go to my website at upcycle.space, or if you go to the YouTube channel for the Charles River Museum of Industry and Innovation, they'll be able to see the YouTube video that I created, the virtual tour of the museum, and there are actually three videos in three parts.
Right. I remind everybody, we've been speaking with Dr. David Schein, primary care physician, Wellesley Internal Medicine, and I guess doctor by day and bike artist by night, correct, David?
Yes.
And also,
evening and weekend.
And also, congratulations from Radio Entrepreneurs, all your fans, because of your current and new engagement. We're going to embarrass you on air. Thank you. Congratulations, David. Everything's going on for you.
Thanks, Jeff. Not embarrassment at all. I'm very happy.
That's great.
You can't see the smile under the mask. Of course, I'm in the store, but it's there.
No, that's good. Well, David, thanks for being on the show. We look forward to speaking to you again, and good luck with the show.
Excellent. Thanks so much, and thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thank you. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.